Thank you, Ernie, and welcome. Thank you for getting us back here. Everybody can hear me good with my headset. I can't hear you, but anyway, welcome. This is Tuesday night and Generations Magazine radio program, and welcome to everybody.
Generations is statewide on AM 1270. That little big ring there. AM 1270 statewide. So if you're in Maui or the Big Island, Kauai, give us a call. And because tonight we have the Honolulu Elderly Affairs Division. It's hopefully down the road we'll have Kauai and Maui and the Big Island. But tonight we're talking about the Honolulu Elderly Affairs Division, city and county. And Ernie, tonight we're going to talk about the different programs that the Elderly Affairs does. And a lot of people may not know that what they do. And tonight we have Ashley Moroka. And welcome, Ashley. And then, actually, first person is going to talk would be Joel. And Joel, I didn't get your last name last time.
Joel Nakamura.
That's right, Joel Nakamura. So welcome. Anyway, for those people that are not familiar with the show, every Tuesday and Thursday night, we basically, as you know, Generations Magazine is a resource magazine, and we provide information every Tuesday and Thursday night. And tonight we're talking about the different programs that the city offers. So people are wondering about things that can help their parents or grandparents or your neighbor. We're going to try and cover that as much as we can tonight. So, anyway, Joel Nakamura, now you're with Elderly Affairs Division, and what is your role at the EAD, Elderly Affairs Division?
I'm kind of like the information specialist, so I work on publications and keeping track of the data that we give out to the public, information on services and things like that.
So when people can call in, when they want the information, they would talk to you?
They can talk to several of us, actually. We're all trained to provide information to the community.
Oh, good. So Elderly Affairs, a lot of people don't know, they call it also the Triple A's, Area Agency on Aging. You're with the County of Honolulu.
Right.
Can you explain really what that is for the mayor's office and what the mission of the EAD is?
Well, the AAA is from it came out of the Older Americans Act from 1965. A federal program that creates these agencies all across the country. So no matter where you live in the United States, there is a AAA serving your area. And again, that's a area agency on aging, yeah, not the automotive.
You know, I ask people that work with seniors, you know what a AAAs are? And I go, huh? But no, you're absolutely right. It's the area agencies on aging. And you're absolutely right. A lot of people don't know that. You know, when I go to Vegas or San Francisco or L.A., when I talk to my friends, I always ask them, you know, have you called your local AAA office, not the car place, because it's very important, because like you said, they're all over the nation, right?
Right. So, and in Hawaii, the AAAs are run at the county level. In other parts of the country, it might be at the state level, and they might be run by nonprofit agencies, but in Hawaii, it's at every county has one, and it's run by the county level government.
Okay, and that's what you do,
right? That's what we're with the city and county of Honolulu. Yeah.
So what is really you talk about the Older Americans Act? A lot of people don't know what that was in what 67,
65.
65.
Yeah. So through that act, it appropriated funds for certain services to seniors, services like Meals on Wheels, things like that. And then another thing I want to bring up is the ADRC, which is the Aging and Disability Resource Center, which is a federal initiative that just came out several years ago. This initiative was to create a one-stop shop for aging and disability resources. And again, they're trying to make it a nationwide effort, so all over the country you're going to find ADRCs. And in Hawaii, they've been pairing it up with, they've been trying to tie it in with the AAAs, so we serve the elderly, but now they're trying to bring in information and services to the aging, disability population also.
Well, so what the ADRC is, we have only one physical site, is that correct?
No, it's tied in with all of the AAAs, so no matter which county you go to, each AAA will be the ADRC. And in Hawaii, the initiative is being run at the state level, so they're doing the coordination and they're hitting the statewide initiative for program development for all of the different counties. So they're assisting each county with the ADRC development.
So when you say ADRC, so somebody listening to the program right now, they have an auntie or they're a senior themselves, and they want to know what kind of programs they do. They would just call the ADRC, or they call your office.
They can call either or. It's basically the same thing.
And we'll get the number at many more times throughout the night. But that number, what is that number now?
For the statewide number, it's 643-ADRC. And when you call that number, it'll connect you to your local area agency on aging. So if you're calling from the Big Island, it'll connect you to the Hawaii office on aging. And if you're calling from Kauai, it'll connect to the Kauai office. And likewise with Maui, if you're calling from Maui, it'll connect you to the Maui office.
In other words, they don't have to call... they don't have to call dial 808 then.
Right.
Oh, that's
but,
interesting.
On Oahu, we also have our own number, and we call it the Senior Helpline, and that number is 768-7700.
Yeah, that's a very important number. So every week I tell people, you know, Joel, they should get a paper and pencil and put it by the side of them, because throughout the night we'll give them a lot of different places they can call. But that, for Oahu, Honolulu, is probably the most important number to call. I give it out probably almost every day. That number is 768-7700, correct?
Right.
Okay, good. So with regard to the ADRC, this is a national, let alone a state issue, but it's a one-stop shop. So what can they find over there?
Well, currently you'll find the services that already exist under the Older Americans Act, and in Hawaii we also have a program called Kupuna Care. So that's another program that the state funds to provide services to frail seniors, services such as bathing, meals on wheels, things like that, for seniors in the home.
Okay. And Ashley, did you want to go over more of the nuts and bolts and the guts of the infrastructure?
Well, for our ADRC in Oahu or Honolulu, we have developed satellite office sites. Because on the Big Island...
I'm going to switch microphones.
On the Big Island, they do have one physical site located Hilo side.
Uh-huh.
That is what we, or the national level, considers an ADRC, where they house all the different service providers in one facility. But on Oahu, we decided to kind of take this ADRC concept two different communities throughout the island of Oahu. So we do have satellite developments, a lot of which are partnered with hospitals. So we do have one in Kahuku Medical Center. We have one at Leahi Hospital. And there is one in Haula, the Work Links, I think it's called Work Links Oahu site. We are in communications with Castle Medical Center to develop another satellite office there. Also Wahiwa, possibly Wahiwa General, and then another site in Waianae at the new HCAP office that's being built.
So
right
they don't
now.
Have to come into town.
No,
or they can actually go see somebody.
Right now, we're not very, we're centrally located, but we're not a convenient site right now at our 715 South King Street location, which is the main office.
Mm-hmm.
So we do, if we can, would like to meet with people to do face-to-face consultations at these satellite sites.
Oh. So for those of you seniors listening, or if you have a parent that you're taking care of, you know, a lot of people are not aware of these new sites. Actually, it's new for me, too, because you only started that with this year, huh?
Well, Kahuku, I think it's been a couple years, but with the new developments, it's recent. And this is all a part of what we consider the elderly village concept.
Oh.
It's... or naturally occurring retirement communities. We call them NORCs for short. But it stands for naturally occurring retirement communities. And these are pockets of individuals geographically located by communities or zip codes, however you want to decide, but where a lot are the population of seniors is very high. High population density of seniors 60 and over. So we kind of targeted those areas to do these satellite offices, and it has come out from the volunteer action centers in Japan. They created these, I guess in Japan there's prefectures that they created these volunteer action centers for disaster management, kind of when they had the Kobe earthquake or any types of natural disasters. They designated a central location that everybody knew in the community or in the prefecture to go to, and they can get help, or they can help others that need help, and identified the seniors where they lived, or the disabled people where they live, because maybe they don't have transportation to the site, so they would follow up with them. And so this is where that concept came out of, with Lei Shimizu's a lot of research she has done and work with the Japanese community in Japan.
Well, that's great. And for those listening again, if you're on Oahu, that number is 768-7700. And if you want to call the Aging and Disability Resource Center on any island, you don't have to dial 808. On your island, Kauai, Maui, Big Island, you can just call 643-ADRC. And ADRC, those are the acronym, but you know, on my cell phone, I can't figure out what ADRC is.
It's 2372.
2372. A2D3R7C2. Okay. I always get that mixed up because I tried calling my cell phone one day and I couldn't figure out which number was ADRC. So the cell phones are different. So for those of you that are listening, like I said, I know I run into friends, family, they're not aware of these programs because there's a wealth of programs that you folks offer. But let me ask you this. So let's say I'm on Oahu. I called a 768-7700 number. And what are some of the common questions that you're getting today from the seniors or their family members?
We're getting a lot of questions about housing assistance, finding respite care, assistance with paying for medical bills, things like that, and a lot of information requests for long-term care facilities, such as care homes, foster homes, nursing homes.
So when you're talking about, well, for Hawaii, it must be kind of hard looking for housing because housing is very limited, huh?
Right. It's a major problem right now, we're noticing, yeah.
And what about, you said respite care?
Respite care is for caregivers who are looking for a break, basically. So finding services that can alleviate them or give them time off, you know.
Uh-huh.
Programs like adult daycare, or maybe even getting a volunteer to come into the home, or if they can afford, they can hire someone to come into the home.
But the city and county doesn't do that. You just kind of arrange that for them, right? Where you find a nonprofit that does that, that you partner with?
Right. We provide information on what's available in the community.
And when people talk about respite care, what exactly is respite care? Like, let's say I'm going to go to Vegas for 3 days. I need a day off, Joel. I need to go to Vegas for 3 days. Can you find somebody for 3 days? How does that work?
For overnight respite, they would contact a care facility, maybe like a care home, or some uh-huh. nursing homes also offer that service, where they can take their loved one and then they can spend a few nights there, get their meals, be supervised by medical professionals.
Yeah, I recommend it all the time because, as you know, like we're in the senior field, that people tend to burn out.
Right.
And it could affect how they care for their loved one.
Right, right, yeah.
So what are some of the other programs that you can help out with when people call in? Like, let's say I'm from the mainland. I'm on the mainland. My dad's, you know, he lives in Pololo. My dad doesn't live in Pololo, by the way. And, you know, he's getting a little forgetful, and I'm really worried about him. I'm coming back for Christmas. Last Christmas I was there. My house was a mess. You know, is there something that you could help us out with?
Actually, yes, you can. We do have, at EAD, we have 12 outreach workers. They're half-time workers, but they do put in a lot of work to get and follow up. Say you were calling from the mainland. We can send an outreach worker to check up on your father or your parent at home and basically do a full-on needs assessment to determine what types of interventions or services we could link him up to. If his house was messy, maybe we could get some volunteers to go in and help clean some of the stuff out. Say he wasn't eating properly or he couldn't get to the grocery store, volunteers or such as Project Donna organization, some volunteers from there could go and do some grocery shopping for him or take him to the grocery store so he could pick out his own groceries.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so we would do what we call a biopsychosocial needs assessment to pretty much evaluate everything that's going on, you know, physically, socially, psychologically, everything that's happening right now at that time. And then we can then better prepared to provide services or referrals for services.
Yeah, see, I don't think a lot of families know that. And that's one of the things what Generations Magazine does is try to help you get the word out about all these programs and services around the island. So that's a really good service. So it's kind of like almost like a, what we call a case manager, yeah.
Sort of. Kind of we like call it case monitoring. Oh, okay. Although we do have two Masters of Social Work on staff. Leishi Mizu, she's one, and she's also a licensed social worker. We also have partnerships with the Hawaii Pacific University, uh-huh. University of Hawaii, Brigham Young University of Hawaii, and now University of Southern California to provide. We act as a practicum site for their Masters of Social Work candidates to come and gain some hands-on case, short-term case management experience.
So if they're going to USC, they come to Hawaii?
Well, yeah. I think USC now has an online Masters of Social Work program, and we are one of their practicum sites. So these interns or Masters of Social Work, MSW is what we call them for short, uh-huh. MSW candidates, because they already have a Bachelor's of Social Work, they have the skills there to already do these assessments and provide some short-term case management.
Oh, wow.
We have 8 right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. So what about for some of the seniors that may have a disability, like a hearing issue? What kind of services do you provide for people that are hearing impaired?
Well, we can do, we'd pretty much provide the same services, but we'll just accommodate, their disability. Usually we'll just go to the home and then communicate with them, writing on paper, things like that.
So you'll go to the home and talk to them, huh?
Right. Or
we like to do face-to-face consultations.
Well, you got to get hooked up with the Library for the Blind down on Kapahulu Avenue because they're actually going to have a story in the next upcoming December, January issue. But they could probably use some of your help. So you do home visits. You want to see them in person, and you do an assessment at home. So who's eligible for your services? Is there an eligibility requirement or anybody can call in?
For different programs, there's different eligibility criteria. For the Older Americans Act and Kupuna Care, it's pretty much 60 years and older. And for certain services, you have to have some kind of, I wouldn't say disability, but some kind of special need. So they call it activities of daily living. So if you're deficient in a few of those, then that would make you eligible for services, pretty much homebound seniors who need assistance.
Yeah, and activities of daily living is things such as mobility, being able to walk around, being able to get in, up and out of the chair on your own, things like that. So kind of basic activities of daily living. And there's also instrumental activities of daily living, which include like being able to use the telephone, being able to drive or catch the bus, use public transportation, manage your finances, things like that. So we do an assessment to determine the person's capabilities of carrying out these, what we call ADLs and IADLs. And for many of our services, you need to have two impairments. Two of our checks have to be marked off, basically.
Well, good. We're going to take a short break, and we'll come back. We want to hear some of the actual true stories that we have and try and talk about some of the priority and challenges that our seniors are facing. So we'll take a short break. If you have a question for them, or if you're in Honolulu, the number to call in is 946-2845 or 946-2846. So we'll start taking calls in a little bit. Anyway, we'll take a short break.
This is KDI Honolulu, the broadcast house of the Pacific, Radio 1270 AM, and you're still listening to the Generation Magazine radio program here on KDI Radio. It's going to be all the way till 8 o'clock, and then from 8 o'clock, we're going to continue with our Filipino Fiesta program all the way till 10:30 this evening, okay? So if you guys have any question at all of being discussed, this is where you call, okay? But right now, let's do this short music of Generation Magazine.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ernie, and welcome back. There, we took a short break to we're going to be changing guests here, but I did want to mention Generations Magazine. We did revamp our website. If you go to generations808.com, you can read all the past issues on there. We've actually segmented out all the resource guides. So, as you know, the resource guides had different sections of adult day centers. We had senior homes, senior care facilities. This past December, November month, October, we had the meal and congregate meal sites, and we also had personal home response systems. We've had adult day centers and nursing facilities. So check that out. And by the way, there's also probably the most popular one, Ernie, was the April 1 resource guide that had all the discounts for seniors. And a lot of people didn't know all these places that offer discounts for seniors. So I did want to mention that. If you're looking for places to pick up the Generations magazine, probably the most popular place is the state libraries on Oahu. They're all the state libraries, including all the way out in Haula and Kapolei'i, Waimanalo. It's where the libraries. If you go to the doctor, it's at your doctor's office. So if you don't see it, somebody either took it or the doctor's reading it, because we mail out to all the doctor offices in the state of Hawaii. Thanks to Big City Diner and Kaiser, who distributes the magazine as well. And tonight we're talking about the Elderly Affairs Division in Honolulu. If you have a question about or a service or a program that you want to hear about, we have a question for them, what kind of services they provide, give us a call, 946-2845 or 946-2846. But Sonia Subani, is that correct? Did I pronounce that correct?
That's correct.
And you're with the Elderly Affairs Division in Honolulu. And so you're with them for a few months, and what exactly is your duties today?
I'm actually an MSW intern with them, and I am going to be with them until the end of this semester, which is December, and also the new spring semester, which starts in January and ends in May.
So actually, an MSW means you're a master's in social work, so see you back after you graduate, probably, huh?
Probably.
And working for some nice, good office now. Are you planning on staying in gerontology?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Good. It's the growing field, I tell everybody. We have the best clients, right? Joel and Ashley, they don't complain. We're always thankful. They're always on time.
Very appreciative.
Yeah, and it is the growing segment today. You know, every 10 seconds, somebody turns 62 years old. And this amount of seniors growing is just leaps and bounds. And the other issue is that, you know, I'm 51 now. We also take care of our parents, you know, and that's one of the growing issues of long-term care. And you talk about respite care, finding housing. There's so many issues that affect our seniors today. So, Sonia, give us a little bit of some of the stories or things that you're doing now.
Actually, there is one story that kind of stands out for me, and probably because it's my first case. It's one of my first case. And This gentleman, he's 62. He called in, and he basically told us that he used up all his savings. He's on Social Security, and he needs help. He can't afford to continue paying his rent. He can't afford food. And his medications are expensive because right now he can't afford it.
And he does not 65.
No, he's not
65. Because if he's 65, he'd have Medicare, and there's zero premiums. But, yeah, I tell everybody, everybody's got to work to 65, because that's one of the major things that people got to worry about is having health insurance. If you retire before 65, you're going to be on your own in terms of paying for health insurance. So.
Right, and he felt like he was alone. When we went to his house, he was very emotional. He felt that, you know, he worked all his life, and he wasn't sure if he should call and ask for help. He felt bad. And so I told him, I said, you know, you paid into this system. This is for you. You've done what you need to do, and we're here to help you.
So do you have any family?
No, he didn't have any family. He does. He has three adult children that does not live here.
Oh.
And they weren't very helpful.
Oh.
So it was a very sad situation for him.
And so what did you transpire after you met with him? What did you do?
Well, after we met with him, we basically did an assessment to see what kind of benefits he was eligible for. And we thought that he made the requirements for Medicaid and food stamps.
Okay.
And during that process, we helped him fill out the forms because the forms could be very stressful. So we do that. We go sit down with them and help them fill out the forms and turn them in because it has to be done in a timely manner for them to get an appointment and for them to receive assistance afterwards. So shortly after we did that, he got a letter with interview date on it about a week and a half later.
For
food stamps.
Okay.
And I went with him. He was a little bit nervous. He didn't want to go. Again, he felt really, really bad about going. And when we went, the caseworker, she was very helpful. She was very nice, and she basically told him the same thing I told him, that, this is what we're here for. We're here to help him. And during that interview process, she told him that he was eligible for food stamps and Medicaid, and that in a couple days he was going to receive his PIN number. She gave him a card and told him a couple days he was going to receive his PIN number for food stamps. And he was very thankful. He was very appreciative, and he was very emotional. Also, with him, he also had, during the visit, we also were able to tell that he had other, health problems going on, and he gave us permission to talk to his doctors. We developed trust with him, and that's basically what we're there for. We're there for to go make an assessment to see what else is going on with the client, to make sure that, we're kind of like a second eye for them and ear for them as well, and just to make sure that they know we're there and we're not going anywhere. We're just gonna make sure everything is taken care of with them, and we'll walk with them through every door if we have to.
Is there an age requirement for your elderly affairs division? I was wondering about that. Do you have to be 60 or 65 or 70?
Not necessarily for the home assessments.
I guess other programs at certain ages.
Yeah, for grant-funded programs, some of them are very strict about the age requirements. So, like the Old Americans Act and Kupuna Care, it's very strict. It's 60 years or older.
Oh, it's 60. Well, still, yes, 60 is still pretty young. Today's, that's the new 50, So the gentleman was retired already at 62?
Yes, he was retired already.
See, that's one of the things when I work with clients, I tell them, today you got to live a lot, you got to work a lot longer. And did he have any health issues?
He did, actually. He had some physical health issues, and he also had some, because he was stressed out about his finance, he was also very depressed. And we were working with a lot of different things that was going on with him as well.
Yeah, for a lot of the young seniors, as he is 62 years old, even though he still is a senior, it's difficult for a lot of people, but people get laid off. I was talking to somebody earlier this morning that I was watching the CNBC news yesterday, and Susie Orman, the financial guru, unfortunately said 2012 may be worse than 2011. Not good news, but for our seniors, it's not good news at all. I'm glad that you'll try and serve as many people as you can. Now, another thing I recommend people in the city and state office is that you guys are trusted entities. You're not trying to sell them something. You're always trying to put them in a better situation, yeah?
Yes. Right. We offer that unbiased opinion for all of our clients. So they basically get the facts from us, and we just help them facilitate the process in getting them either linked up to services or, like Sonia's case, to benefits that they were eligible for and they may not have known or they were unaware.
Okay. Like again, I said this is the City and County Elderly Affairs Division. So if you have a question, I want to get Ashley to tell us another story, because I think stories probably tell a better picture of how people can help. You guys can help people. But again, that number is 768-7700. That's the Oahu number. And statewide on any island, you don't have to dial 808. It's 643-ADRC or 643-2372. So if you call in from Kauai, you'll get a Kauai person answering the phone. Is that correct? That's pretty neat. I've never seen that done before. I'm sorry, the pizza one does that.
Pizza Hut, yeah.
But anyway, so Ashley, you've been here for a while, and you must have a lot of good stories. And like I said, I think stories probably tell the best,
They showcase.
Showcase, but also really, I'm sure a lot of people like that gentleman that that was needed your help at 62. And everybody has different issues. Like I thought didn't he have any kids, but his kids all on mainland. And you can't expect the kids to come back. I mean, great, they can, but, you know, they got family, who's going to pay for the airfare, you know, all these things that come into play with caring for somebody, let alone just coming in to see dad once a year, yeah, actually. So
yeah.
What are some of the other things? Do you see a more increase in mainland kids having to worry about their parents here?
Oh, yeah. I would say we get a lot of phone calls from I think I got one that they were calling from Canada. There was a lot calling from the mainland. Even neighbor islands, you know, other neighbor islands are calling us because their parents or their relatives live on Oahu and they moved or, you know, vice versa. So
sure.
we do get a lot of different calls.
It's pretty much every day we get calls like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, hopefully this program will give you more calls, Joel. I know. So when you're calling, ask for Joel Nakamura, right? But no, I've known Joel for a couple of years. He does a great job. So, actually, what kind of other stories that you can tell that are experiencing out there?
Well, when I started with EAD, which was a very long time ago, no, it was just in 2010,
yeah,
I was the MIPPA coordinator, it's MIPPA, which stands for Medicare Improvements for Patients and Providers Act.
Okay.
MIPPA. And this act was brought about during the 2008 legislative session and created Medicare benefit programs. So these are benefits specifically for Medicare beneficiaries.
So 65 and above.
Right. Or if you're disabled,
yeah,
or, you know, kidney, renal disease, yeah, you would be eligible for Medicare. But we also recently received a Benefits Enrollment Center grant, which also includes these MIPPA benefits. So we screen for all benefits. All-inclusively screen for benefits like food stamps, or also known as SNAP, SNAP, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Also Medicaid, we do SSI, we just help to facilitate any benefits out there for people. And one of my first cases involved this exactly, benefits.
Oh, really?
Yeah, benefits enrollment. It was a 70-year-old female called our senior helpline, and she was literally in tears. She called all these different agencies only to get referred to another agency. I'm sure that happens a lot to our callers. They tell us that a lot, that it's so difficult to just get someone to help them. They just keep giving them a new phone number to call and say, oh, maybe they can help you. Here's the number. But until she reached us at the senior helpline, and I think that was like my second week on the job, you know, that I got this phone call. She's the primary caregiver for her husband, who had developed a late onset of schizophrenia. So in order to manage his condition at that late age, he was taking over a dozen different medications.
Wow.
Yeah. So the couple had Medicare Part D, which is the prescription drug coverage that you get through Medicare. And what happens in Medicare and with Medicare Part D is that you can fall into what they call the donut hole, right, which is the gap in coverage for Medicare beneficiaries, where they pay basically 100% for their prescription drugs. So this couple was using almost all of their monthly income to pay for his medicine.
Wow.
Just his medicines now, not hers, just his. And that totaled approximately over $1,000 a month of medicines for this man.
I'm sure more and more people are listening out there.
Oh,
yeah, probably have
that. So call us. But so they basically had to choose whether to pay for his medications, which would manage his schizophrenia, or to pay for their housing or rent, food, and just other basic necessities. So they were making this difficult choice. So that's why she was so frustrated. She wasn't able to get in contact with somebody that could help her. So what we did is we were able to assist this woman in determining if they were eligible for these MIPPA benefits, and actually we ended up doing the actual applications for her and submitting them through either online-based or paper-based application forms to get them out of the donut hole. So this
And look, fortunately, Medicare has changed where they're slowly closing that gap.
Right, exactly. With the Affordable Care Act, there's a whole push to eliminate that donut hole or coverage gap for Medicare.
But at the time, I don't think it passed yet, the Affordable Care Act, because this was back in 2010. But so we signed them up for extra help with Part D, which is a low-income subsidy to help pay for prescription drugs, the co-payments. We also signed them up for the Medicare Savings Program, which helps pay for their Medicare premiums, which can total up to $115.40 a month.
You guys have help with those plans. Is that a county program or a state program?
It's a federal program. Wow. That comes down through the state to the county that we get trained on and how to determine eligibility, how to fill out the application forms for the clients.
I didn't even know that myself. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. So, I mean, in the end, the prescription drug cost was less than $30 a month. I think it was around $25 a month that we dropped it from over a thousand
to
$25 a month. I mean, they're basically paying co-payments on the drugs, and it's like the co-payments dropped to $2.40 for generic and $6.30 for name brand drugs. So in the end, he was only paying $25 a month. Now they can buy food. They can maybe move out on their own because they were living with other relatives at the time because they couldn't afford to pay for rent. So they were able to use that money, put it to better use, and really get back on their feet and be on their own and independent.
We're going to have to come back for Ernie's show later on, because I'm sure there's people in the Filipino community that really may have you having some hard time.
Yeah, and we outreached actually to the Korean community, and these programs actually helped them a lot too because of the language barrier that's there. We kind of helped to – we had one of our masters of social work interns who spoke Korean. So she was able to get us in there, translate all the documents and everything for us so that we could assist them in filling out the application forms. So,
language isn't a barrier. You have you'll find somebody.
It depends. Well, we have the Retired and Senior Volunteer Program, which we are recruiting for translators or interpreters. So if anybody's out there that wants to volunteer.
We didn't even get the chance to cover
I know.
That. So briefly.
I just put that in really quickly.
Since we got a few more minutes left. For the people out there that maybe are retired, that want to help out, or
55 years and better,
or if you need some help, explain to the public, because these shows are taped, by the way, and by the end of the month, they'll all be on our website, generation808.com. So we're creating a library, but really quickly, in a nutshell, what is RSVP?
RSVP is a volunteer program where we recruit individuals 55 years and better to provide in-home support services for seniors. Also, we do information and assistance that these volunteers can be doing, which includes the translations or interpretation activities that help us relay the message or get the word out of our services and what we do. So outreach, community outreach. We also have intergenerational programming. We have our senior university, which is a venue where talented and skilled seniors can come out and share their skills, teach a class, teach other people how to, you know, if they have a skill of playing the ukulele or making lauhala mats or a puka shell necklace or whatever that their skill is, we want to create a venue for them to share their knowledge and just keep it going. Continual education is what we do. And we also have the adult literacy program, partnerships with adult literacy to, you know, teach if they have a literacy impairment or if they can't read, we have volunteers that can teach them how to read. Our intergenerational programs are all located within the public school systems.
Well, see, we got to put that in a magazine in the next issue.
Yes.
I know you're going to have an article coming this December issue. So.
Yeah.
Now,
so
the RSVP program, they call the same number?
Yeah.
768-77.
Yep. We're the one-stop. The one-stop shop guarantee for senior services.
Now, the RSVP is not the one that's paid, right?
No. That's the senior companion program or foster grandparent.
Is that under you folks as well?
That's at the state with DHS, Department of Human Services.
Okay, So we got a few more minutes here. Joel, any last comments or tips for our seniors or our caregivers or the family members? Or if they have somebody that that might need some help, just call you, right?
Call our office. Any one of our trained staff can help answer your questions.
And that number again is 768-7700. And Ashley Marocas.
Yes.
What any of the last tips you can think of or services that you see coming along more so or people asking more questions about?
Well, we do have our hospital discharge planning grant where we can actually help people transition from, you know, if they went if something happened and they ended up in the emergency room, then got admitted to the hospital,
uh-huh.
they were receiving, you know, care to treat whatever illness, or if they fell, we help them transition back into the community. Usually after a hospitalization, you get a new medicine regimen, right? You have to take, maybe you have to take this medicine now and you can't take it after dinner, or you have to take it at a certain time, that we have the ability to help you transfer back home from the hospital by doing a face-to-face hospital visit, then actually doing another follow-up in the home to identify, you know, what we call four pillars. One would be, the first pillar would be to identify the red flags that might trigger you to call 911 again and get readmitted into the hospital, where it could be very expensive for these patients or clients. The second would be to understand your medicine regimen, your new medicine regimen. Sometimes you have to take things with food, and some things you have to take with, on empty stomach. So just to understand, so you don't basically take the wrong medicine and have end up back in the hospital again. And the third thing is to create a personal medical history that you can take to your doctor visits. Any doctor that you go to, you have everything in this medical history. And the last thing is to ensure that these clients attend their first PCP, primary care physician, follow-up doctor appointment. Because a lot of the times they forget, or they've been in the hospital too long and they don't want to see their any more doctors for
kind of like a care case manager, kind of like
we call them coaches, and we just make sure that they understand what's going to happen. You know, things change after hospitalizations.
Right.
You think you can just pick up where you were before. Sometimes that's not the case.
Right.
That you're going to need maybe meal delivery, because maybe you can't stand for a long time, cook yourself a meal, or even prepare yourself a sandwich. That we can then, you know, link you up to Lana Kula Meals on Wheels or Hawaii Meals on Wheels for delivery.
Well, then you guys have another article for the following month. So, Sonia, any last tips or experience that you can share with us? We got a couple more minutes here, really quickly.
No, I don't have any other stories to tell you. But
let me ask you this.
Okay.
How rewarding was that for you? I mean, he helped him out, but he probably helped you a lot with your experience, just because you won't probably forget that.
I will never forget it. He was so amazing. He was so sweet. He was so appreciative. Sometimes you think you're there to help, and a lot of times you're the one that wind up getting helped.
Yeah.
And he... Sometimes I think he humbled me just by, you know, talking to him and wanted to do whatever I can to help him, to assist him, but making sure that he has the power and the control to do what he needed to do to get back on his feet.
Well, you kind of empowered him and gave him, a lot more to life than sitting around and help himself.
Right, so. I know. He would we'd go on walks, and he would have me walking all over the place. And but he was really sweet. And, when he needed to, all his benefits and getting him back on the right tracks, and you have to basically terminate the visit, that's the hard part, saying goodbye. And
sure. Well, I'm sure he'll always be in his memories. But so anyway, thank you, Joel and Ashley and Sonia. Thank you very much. And of course, Lei Shimizu here. And again, this is the Elderly Affairs Division for Honolulu. The number to call here on home if you need some help. I just have a question. 768-7700. If you're on the Outer Islands, you can call the Aging and Disability Resource Center in your area at 643-ADRC, or that's 643-2372. Again, this is Generations Magazine. You can go visit us on our website, generations808.com, for more information, or just give us a call or email me. I'm at percy@generations808.com. Ernie, this Thursday, we're going to talk about a very popular topic, decluttering. For families that have a clutter issue, they want to relocate, we're going to talk about that this coming Thursday. And next week, Tuesday, we're going to have Dr. John Char, the holistic practitioner. And if you ever get a chance, you should really check out his seminar. I went to it a couple of weeks ago, and it was fantastic. He's a very interesting guy, and I'm going to have him on next week. So holistic medicine practitioner and alternative medicine. So anyway, Ernie, thank you very much, and aloha to everybody.
You're welcome. I have a question to you, ladies and gentlemen. Do you have any brochure at all that you're giving away to explain your services that you can pass around to people?
that has been sponsored by American Savings Bank for the past over 30 years now, and it's been available at all of their branches on Oahu. That's the Senior Information and Assistance Handbook. And the new one should be coming out early next year, around January, February. So look out for that on the wall.
And on that magazine, whatever that is, explaining what you guys do?
It's a directory of different services on Oahu, and in it there's also explanations on different terms. And
okay, so in that it says the telephone number to call, but do you know why you're calling? If I look at that number, I'm looking at just like one of the listeners. If I look at that number, do I know why I'm calling that number?
Well, that's why they can call the senior helpline. That way we can give them a guided referral, so we can explain to them.
Yeah, because, see, you guys were very specific tonight, and some of people, whatever you said, they forget.
Right.
So
right.
If you have anything, brochure, that you can pass around, you said, I'll look at this brochure, or this is exactly what you guys mentioned earlier.
Right.
And then it's being specific, and then exactly what to call. If you have that kind of brochure, I think that would be helpful. If it's in English, and you can translate it to all the different different languages in Hawaii, because this is a mixed place here, I think that would be very helpful to the people listening. I mean, that's just a proposal, and just a suggestion.
Yeah, and actually, we are considering doing that too. We are trying actively to recruit volunteers for our RSVP program to do such activities to get all of our brochures translated. We, in addition to the Senior Information and Assistance Handbook, we do have a multitude of brochures on specific topics such as dealing with just getting older. What are some of the things that older adults deal with just to just age, not necessarily having any chronic diseases or anything, but just what comes with that. Also for caregivers, we have brochures specifically for caregivers. We have brochures specifically on benefits and the different types of benefits that we have. Yes, we have a library of brochures. So if you're interested, give us a call, 768-7700, and we can get them to you. And we also hand them out at all of the senior fairs, any events that we attend. All of our satellite sites have them. Our outreach workers are at Don Quixote, Walmart, Satellite City Hall sites, handing them out as well. So just give us a call, and we'll let you know where you can pick them up, or if we can just hand it out to you. I'll be fine, too.
All right. Thank you, guys. Thank you for spending Tuesday night with us here on KNDI Radio.